Family Theater presents Loretta Young, Joe Stafford, John Charles Thomas, Marina Koschatz, and James Alexander in The Treasury of Home. From Hollywood, the Mutual Network, in cooperation with Family Theater, presents The Treasury of Homes with Loretta Young, Joe Stafford, John Charles Thomas, Marina Koschatz, and James Alexander. This is Family Theater's fourth anniversary, the beginning of its fifth year on the air. In the past 4 years, Hollywood's outstanding stars have given of their time and services to make successful Family Theater. No one has done more for Family Theater than has the star of tonight's program. Our program tonight has a special dedication to homes everywhere. Now, to make that dedication, as she did on Family Theater's initial broadcast, Miss Loretta Young.
Of course, it's no news to us Americans that our great and beloved country is the hope or the fear of every other country in the world today. The hope, because she is a living, functioning promise to all freedom-loving but oppressed peoples. The hope, because security and strength is possible to them in a government conceived and dedicated to the protection and perseverance of man's God-given rights. With over half the peoples of the world under a yoke of oppression, the strength of America is today the strongest bulwark of freedom. What is this strength? Where does it come from? From the great steel mills in Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Fontana. From the automobiles and refrigerators and tanks from Detroit, South Bend, Duluth. From the expanse of wheat fields that seem to ebb and flow like a great ocean in our fertile Midwestern plains. From the rich black oil that streams from the wells of Houston, Tulsa, and Signal Hill. From the troops, ships, and aircraft that American ingenuity has proved it can muster in a given period of time. Ah, these things are strength, all right. Natural resources, industry, the right use of God's creatures in man's lawful needs. They are good things, links in the chain of strength that is America. But her hope of survival lies not here so much as in a place which is much closer to us. A place of which Americans have been singing in this typical way throughout most of the years of her existence. Home.
Mid pleasures and palaces, though we may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. A charm from the skies seems to hallow us there, which seek through the world is ne'er met with elsewhere. An exile from home, splendor dazzles in vain. Oh, give me my lowly thatched cottage again. Came at my call.
There's a wonderful phase of our national life that delights all Americans, from the age of 3 to 10. It's about the days when you couldn't go house hunting with the aid of the want ads or the real estate brokers. The young and restless, the seeking, striving, progressive spirit of America is strong in us still. If you don't believe it, just try to switch off that television when a Western is on. Or just try to get down your own street tomorrow morning without being held up by a miniature Hopalong Cassidy, Buck Jones, or Tim McCoy. Oh, it's bred in us, this love of the open, this thrill of pioneering and discovery. It's the period of our history we call Westering, the settling of America by men and women of great faith and simple wisdom. It is to them we can trace another source of our strength as a nation, a toughness of moral fiber, a strength of the spirit as well as a strength of blood and bone.
Sun up, Sarah. You ready?
Henry Simmons, you know I'm ready. Has there ever been a morning when you haven't said that?
Well, put the kids up then. Let's get going.
All right, Madeline, up you go. Now you, Jimmy boy.
I'm ready, Mother.
Ready, Mom.
You're going back, Madeline. It's Jim's day to ride beside his father.
Oh, Mother, can't I
Not
ride?
Not today.
Now you, Sarah. Up you go. Get up there, Pete. Molly, Zeb, Dolly, come on. Come on. Let Madeline ride in front today, too, Sarah.
It was her turn yesterday, Henry. She'll be comfortable on the pile of blankets back in the wagon.
Oh, put her in your lap so we'll all be together, Sarah. Today's the big day. Today we choose our future home.
All right, Madeline, come on.
Gosh, she had our turn yesterday.
I've heard you say that before, Henry. Twice before.
Yeah, this time it's for keeps, Mom.
Back in that mind of yours is a compass that keeps saying west. Must be in your blood, Henry. That's why we've never even had but a sod house.
Now, easy now, Sarah.
And that's why you've kept this big wagon and all the horses. Well, you know Molly and Zeb's more than we ever need, except for rough traveling like this.
Well, things are different now, Sarah. Kids are growing up. It ain't too far to be looking ahead when they'll be needing their own land. Now's the time to get it. And we'll build this time, Sarah. Sartin sure we'll build a real house. Well, Sammy, what do you think? If this suits you, the Simmons have a new address. What do you say? Land enough for us and several generations of us. What do you think?
I'm thinking, Henry.
Well?
My father used to say there was 3 rules for picking out a home.
Yeah? Name them.
They don't none of them apply here.
I'd like to hear them just the same.
First rule, he says, was pick a home inside of a church steeple, because God comes first. Then make certain there's a schoolhouse nearabouts. Third's most people's first rule, water.
Well, all we have now is the water. That's fair to a mile away looking here, but I can ditch it in nicely come time.
What about the church steeple, the school?
Oh, they'll come, Sherry, bound to come. We's the first people to arrive, that's all. Besides, land about here is pretty enough to be a church vestry.
You mean vestibule.
Well, I guess I do, if that's the way you pronounce it. And if it means the front end of the church, the beginning. I'm meaning to say God's here for us, that's sure. All this is his handiwork. Church building will come later.
What about the school for Madeline and Jim?
Oh, it'll come, Sari. Someday we'll have a town here. Maybe a city, even.
Oh, Henry Simmons, for a fact, you're the greatest optimist I've ever seen. Where others see a puddle or a bird bath, you see the ocean. Where others see a blueberry bush, you can see a forest. Maybe it's better that way than t'other.
Sure it is, Sari. Just look at this wide-open rangeland, the whole sweep of it, and fill the picture in for yourself.
All I see is land, far as I can look. Pretty enough with rocks and brush, but...
Don't you see the cattle and wheat and your church steeples and loads of things?
Not yet, I don't. Only wilderness. Same as since when we started.
Then I'd better make start filling in that picture. I'll unload my tools right now. This afternoon, I'll begin on a sod house. Temporary, mind you. But you just start watching and waiting and dreaming.
Watching and waiting and dreaming and working. These are the things that go into the building of a home and a nation. Oh, material things too, brick and wood and mortar, land and taxes. For the true American is a realist. The hard-headed Yank, they called him in the early days. But he's a realist in a good way. It's his head that's hard, not his heart. His heart has always been pliant enough to stretch out and embrace the needs and the dreams of the world. And herein lies another source of our strength as a nation. From the days of the Mayflower down to today or yesterday or the day before, when Tony DeLuca and Einar Jensen got their final nationalization papers, we have drawn strength from the solid stock of the old countries, from those who had the courage and the will to seek to share our way of life, our freedoms with us. And so they have thrown in their lots with ours. Our songs of earlier days evoke different memories in them, and we are the richer, for we are co-heirs with them of their strengths and their hopes and their prayers and their dreams.
My land was the Westland, my home was on a hill. I never think of my land, but it makes my heart to thrill. I never smell the west wind that blows the golden skies, but old desire is in my feet, and dreams are in my eyes. The highland, it had a stately grace. I never think of my land, but I see my mother's face. I never smell the west wind that blows the silver ships, but all delight is in my heart, and youth is on my lips. My land was a highland, my house was near the skies. I never think of my land, but a light is in my eyes. I never smell the west wind that blows the summer rain, but I am on my mother's knee.
Someone has said that memory sifts the sands of recollection and leaves you only the gold. It's odd, and it's strangely comforting that that's true. I remembered a little house on J Street in Salt Lake City, the house where I was born. I took my husband there a few weeks ago, and we drove up and down the street until we found the right address. There it is, I burst out excitedly. Yes, he said, just like you said. But how do you remember? You were only four. How do we remember? Why is it that our thoughts go tumbling back at the touch of some half-forgotten thing to the first home we've known. The smell of new bread baking in the kitchen, and the taste of fresh strawberries warm, picked in the sun. The sound of rain on the roof, and wind in the shutters. And oh, that clean, sweet smell of the first lilacs of the spring. And the pure joy of surprise on your mother's face when you remembered her birthday. And the striped candy canes sticking out of the socks hanging on the fireplace at Christmas. And the dime you got for the tooth placed under your pillow, your first tooth that you were courageous enough to pull out by yourself, after you were told that by and by you'd get another. Oh, yes. Yes, these two are home. These memories that drift back today of our yesterdays, memories you unravel lovingly like a... well, like a reel of film run backwards, to share in your own home, with your own family, those you love.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play. Seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play. Seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Then I would not exchange my home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play. Seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all the day. Discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy.
This is the greatest source of strength to the American, his home. And to keep his home intact, no distance is too great to travel. No tax bill is too high to pay. No hardship is too hard to handle. And no sacrifice is too great to pay. This is how his home looks to one American we know, looking up from the foot of the hill some 5,000 miles away in Korea.
Incoming mail!
Hey, Sarge, this spot's pretty poor picking, if you ask me.
Yeah, Sarge. Let's get out of here, but fast.
Quit beefing. I didn't choose it. You ought to be glad it was here when we needed it. Looked mighty good a few minutes ago.
Yeah, that was a few minutes ago.
Hey, look. We ain't beefing. beefing, Sarge, but what about that shack up there? Ain't much left but a cellar still.
Yeah, at least it'd be out of the wet and cool.
That shack up there, what do you guys want, the Medal of Honor?
If we stay here long, I'm thinking we're going to have no chest to wear it on.
Well, I don't like this place any more than you. But when two of my men say the commander's forward, who's a poor buck sergeant to countermand it?
Anything to get out of this hole.
Okay, okay, I'll lead off. I'll crawl up a ways and then make a dash for it. Cover me. Here goes.
Hey, good luck, Sarge. You take the right, Andy. I'll cover left.
Okay. Wow. I pinned him down for a minute. No, he's up. He's made it. He signaled to come ahead.
Yeah, I go then. I got the field phone.
Good luck. See you later, kid.
Hey, you cover me, but good.
I'll cover you so good you'll think it's your own skin.
Thanks. Here goes nothing. But you pretend with that rifle it's something awful important, will you?
Yeah. Well, Banks has made it two. Two out of three. Now to make it three and nothing to cover me but my wet breeches and my prayers. Well, here goes.
Over here, Andy, over here. Come on, pull him in, Banks. Pull him in, come on.
Hey, what's it look like I'm doing, sir?
Over here in the strike place, the corner.
I'm all right. I'm all right, you guys. I thought for a minute I wasn't going to make it. I nearly got potted.
We know, kid. Did you get his M1?
Yeah, it's right here. Boy, you had us worried, Andy.
I'm all right. Let me help you guys. Just winded a little as well. Got my foot in some wire and went down on a soup.
Good. I thought for a minute our luck was running out. Well, I checked my phone. It looks like we spend the night in this dump.
Dump? Why, Sarge, we're home for the night.
Home? Careful how you use that word. It never sounded so good before until I got out here. And when I'm back...
Quit dreaming.
Dreaming, Sarge? I ain't dreaming, I'm planning.
What do you mean, planning?
Well, when I get back to that home of mine in Avenue M in Brooklyn, I'm going to curl up and never leave it again.
Avenue M?
Yeah, number 913.
Isn't that around the Navy Yard?
Nah. It's over in Flatbush. Not a Tony place or nothing. Not much to look at, but I can see it right now. I can see my wife standing in the front yard after the kids is off to school, hoping a mailman will be early and there'll be some mail from yours truly. Mail, it'll tell her I'm coming home. Bless that woman. Bless them kids. Bless that house.
May prove I'm on.
Hence, O Lord, it is from thee come all holy desires, all right counsels, and all just works. We pray thee to grant unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give. Stimulate our hearts, O Lord, to keep faithfully thy commandments, to remember that we are judged as a nation as we accept our responsibilities as individuals, that the least of our acts is of the greatest importance to thee. And when in justice and honor we must fight for the rights so freely given us by you, O Lord, remind us that as a family that prays together, stays together, so the nation at prayer is a nation at peace. More things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of.
From Hollywood, on its fourth birthday, Family Theater has presented Loretta Young, Joe Stafford, John Charles Thomas, Marina Koschetz, and James Alexander in The Treasury of Holmes. In our cast were Ted Corsia, Gene Bates, Ralph Moody, Paul Duboff, Martha Shaw, Tom Holland, Ann Whitfield, and Michael Edwards. Music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman, and this program was directed for Family Theater by Joseph F. Mansfield. This is Tony Lofrano expressing the wish of Family Theater that the blessing of God may be upon you and your home, and inviting you to be with us next week at the same time when Family Theater will present Mel Ferrer in The Hound of Heaven with Jane Withers as hostess. Join us, won't you? Family Theater is broadcast throughout the world and originates in the Hollywood studios of the world's largest network, the Mutual Broadcasting System.